This is Smart Tech, episode 1417. Save your family memories while you still can. Welcome to Smart Tech. I'm your mostly well-preserved host, Chuck Minear. In July, I had one of those Saturdays that was somewhat of a paradox. The morning was actually spent mourning my uncle. Now, he was quite a character and could really spin a yarn. A few days before, I had visited him with my wife, and she noted how close to death he seemed. She was right. That afternoon, I drove from the graveside of my uncle, and this was the paradox, to a park across town where I celebrated my granddaughter's third birthday. It really was the circle of life in one day. At my uncle's funeral, they showed a very nice slideshow, which included quite a few photos I had never seen before. Photos with my grandfather, who died before I was born, and also, unseen by me previously, photos of my mother. I so wondered about the details of those photos and other family stories, and now I may never know them because he is gone. And memories my granddaughter will also never know. And it is a shame, because as I said, he was a great storyteller, and there was a time he could remember exact dates and times of all sorts of events. Not so much in the last few years, but there was a time. I started to think about how many memories are lost to time because we haven't taken the time to record them. At one time, people were prolific letter writers, and we know a lot about our history because of those letters that were preserved, but not so much anymore. Inbox zero causes us to delete our emails. Our excuse today is just time, taking the time. But technology has allowed us all to have the means. Many of our cameras, tablets, and of course phones record audio and video. We just need to take the time. So in this episode, I want to encourage you to take the time before it's gone, before it's too late. Take advantage of the technology that makes keeping such memories doable. But I don't know where to start. Well, I've attached a conversation starter list to the show notes. Print it out, take your smartphone, click on the audio memo app, set the phone in the middle of the table, and just start talking. The person you're talking to will soon forget the device's recording and then begin reminiscing. It's oral history with a modern twist. How exciting to hear the voice of your loved one in many years. How exciting for your children and their children to do the same. Do this more than once, or if you live far away, call them on the phone, turn on the speakerphone with their permission, of course, and record the conversation. Phone calls are so cheap these days. It just takes time. When you're finished, export the file. I would save it to physical media like a CD and lock it in your family safe. Then also take the file and save another copy to a cloud service like Evernote. In fact, you can write your thoughts in Evernote, kind of like my show notes, and attach them to the file of your note. You can also share the link to the cloud-based version with family and friends who also might be interested, but do back up your files. The trick is not to make this too complicated. If you have to set up a big, elaborate recording setup, you probably won't do it and you may lose the spontaneity. Setting a small device on a table near the person being interviewed results in, well, maybe not so high a quality recording, but because people soon forget about the device, they start talking from their heart if it's small, not their heart, the device. To compromise on this point, you might want to invest in a small audio recorder. I mean, if this is something that you think, hey, this is a good idea, make a small investment. I put a link to two low price models at the bottom of the show notes on the website. Just go to our website, www.smarttech.tv, smarttech.tv, click on the episode title and scroll to the bottom of the show notes. Now, these devices will give you really nice audio quality. They're a good compromise between the audio quality of let's say, a cell phone and, you know, and the microphone setup that I use to record the podcasts. They're kind of in the middle. But they're unobtrusive, and they're easy to carry with you. But if grandma starts talking to you, don't put it off. take out the device you have, meaning usually your smartphone, and record away. My being an audio snob stopped me from getting good memories. They would start talking, and I'd go, boy, I should really record that someday and get things together, and I got to get the microphone. And in those days, you know, years ago, you had to have all that stuff. Although we had a little cassette recorder I could have put in the middle there, and it probably would have done a good job. But I was an audio snob. So don't be a snob. Don't let this happen to you. Record it when it's happening. Those of you who know me know that I'm a photographer, and there's an old saying that the best camera for a shoot is the camera you have with you. You know, don't just stand there and go, wow, that's a beautiful sunset. If I had my camera, now you pull out your phone and you take a picture and you try to capture it. So capture it with the device you have, although spending a little bit of time prepping and having a small device in your pocket or purse or bag lets you get higher audio quality and retain the spontaneity. Decide how important this is to you. Now, I really wanted to do this years ago when my father's mother died. She had a really rich history. There's really rich family history on that side. I planned on it, but never got around to it. One problem back then was that it was a real hassle, as I said, to set things up, and the quality was poor. But we don't have that excuse now. Talk to your family and preserve those conversations for generations to come before it's too late. You just need a smartphone and an app, and oh, yeah, you need time. Now, you can find a link to the sample questions along with other technological nuggets at our website. Once again, it's www.smartteck.tv. You can also sign up for our newsletter, Twitter feed, and like us on Facebook and Pinterest, all from our website. We would also love to hear your thoughts about this subject, as well as any experiences or suggestions you might have for our other listeners. If you'd like a future episode with more technical detail, just let me know in the comments on the show notes. We can go into real specifics on some of these devices and how to set them up in the best way to do the recording or to approach someone. You can leave a comment. Just go to our website, www.smartteck.tv. Scroll down to the bottom. You have to click on the episode title and you'll see a place to leave comments. So just leave your comment. And remember, on the website, you can look at previous episodes. You can leave comments for all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to us using your favorite podcatcher, using the iTunes link or the RSS link, and basically stay in touch with all things smart tech. We really, really appreciate you listening to the show and supporting us in what we do. This might be the shortest smart tech episode to date, but that's okay. I've said my piece. Today is a day of encouragement. Go out and record your family, at least the ones that are interesting. If you have family members that aren't interesting, you don't need to record them. You have my permission. So until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, encouraging you to take some time and hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.